Okay, let's get started with Bat Metzia, Daf Chaf Ches. We are on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis, five lines up from the bottom. So, remember we had the sugya yesterday about whether Simanim Da'araisa or Lav Da'araisa, the Katzah, they're giving a Simon based on a Pasuk, or is it a Takana Drabanan? And the Gemara just said that it is a Takana Drabanan, based on the fact that we assume that everybody in society would be happy with the knowledge that if they could give simanim, if they lose something, they would give it back if they find something. Right? That was the lashon, the modified lashon that the Gemara said about eight lines up. Nichale labalaveda lemeiv simanim lemishkale. The balaveda is happy to give simanim and to take it because he knows that he doesn't have edim, and he says to himself, "I want to give simanim." And you know, this is how society works. That's how we said it's based on a takana that everybody will be happy about it. So now this says the Gemara, but wait a minute, what about the Mishnah we had at the end of the first parak? If you find shtaros, and you find somebody who lend money from three different people, but it's all the same borrower, so yachzer lalove, you return it to the borrowers, because it's obviously, he's the one that dropped it. Shlosha shalavim mina echad yachzer lamalve, but if it's three shtaros with the same malve, you give it back to the malve. But one minute. Nichale lalove ladur lalamalve, will the lalove be happy about that? We're saying in every case of hashavas aveda, everybody's happy about it, but in this case, clearly, the three loves will not be happy if you return it to the malve. So the Gemara says, no, that Mishnah is different. That Mishnah, it's the opposite of a reyasa. It's a hochacha. You know for sure. Amar lai hasam svaru. Echad alove mishlosha. If you find three documents with the same borrower, so yachzer lalove. You return them to the love. The gabi love shchichi. Gabi mava lo shchichi. Shmamina milove nafol. Right? You know it obviously fell from the love because it's the same borrower on all three shtaros. Shlosha shalove meyachad yachzer lamalve. And it's the same thing the opposite. Even though the love won't be happy, this isn't just simanim. This is like a raya mochrachas. That if you lend, if the same malve, you return it to the malve. The gabi malve shchichi gabi love lo shchichi. Because it obviously fell from the malve, not from the love. As we have been saying, simanim, there are different levels. As we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Simanim, edim, Raya, and this is more than simanim. The fact that it fell from the malve or the love is what we might call a simen muvak, and that's why we would return it even if it's against the person's will. So says the Gemara, okay, how about this case? Elah haditznan, what about the Mishnah also there? Said, matzah tachris shol shtaros. Oh, aguda shol shtaros, harizah yachzir. If somebody just finds a bunch of shtaros, you could return it. When do you return it? With simanim. But one minute. Hachanami, denichal elalove, laduri lelamalve. Would the love be happy about it? As Rashi reminds us what we said at the end of the first parak, demishum simana mahadrinan, vimnasan malve simin machzirin lo. The malve gives a simon, you give it back. Not only in the case we have three shtaros that fell from the malve, but if it fell from the love, you wouldn't be happy about this. So says the Gemara, Ela Amarava. Well, to get back to this lashon, let's remember it. Rava says, because of this problem from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf, that we return b'simanim, even shtaros, Ela Amarava simanim d'araisa. The svara of simanim d'rabanan falls away because not everybody's going to be happy in every case. So it must be the other side. Simanim are d'oraisa. Dichsiv v'haya imcha adarosh achicha oso. As the pasuk says, the item will be with you until d'rosh achicha oso, until your brother seeks it out. V'chisala adaitra shidir kodim shid rishanu. Should we assume that you're going to return it before he seeks it out? You don't know who this lost from. Elo darsheyu im ramayu ein or amai. No, it means check if he's a ramayu or not, and how do you check if he's a ramai? Lav b'simanim. If he gives simanim, he's not a ramai, and therefore shma mina. So the Gemara seems to say at this point that simanim are d'oraisa. And if you look on the Rambam in Hilchas Aveda, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Hey, the Rambam says hasimanim hamuvhakim somchin aleihem v'danan al piyem b'chol makom din Torah simanim muvhak. You rely on them. This is not 100% clear. We discussed yesterday's daf, when we have the machloka, simanim d'oraisa, simanim d'rabanan, is that talking even about simanim mufakim? Is there a shaila about that? It could be that only issue is about simanim she'enim mufakim. It's not clear, totally, unbelievably, proof, That's what we're talking about. So the Rambam, if you look in the Ein Mishpat, he obviously understands the Rambam like this, because the Aleph is by Simanim Daraisa. He quotes this Rambam. HaSimanim HaMuvhakim Somchen Aleim V'danen Al Piyem B'chol Makom Din Torah. Right? And the Magen Mishnah says, Pasuk Rabbeinu Kamanta Amar Simanim Daraisa Ubaya Hi Be'elam Metzias V'sover HaRav D'das Rava De Amar. We'll get to this line in a minute. We'll just say it now. Rav is going to say in a minute, Imtim Salomar Simanim Daraisa. Dot, dot, dot. If you say Imtim Salomar, the Rambam's derech throughout his sefer is to paskin like Imtim Salomar's. Hachi svira le di simanim daraisa inun. V'girsa mefureshes yesh kidvarav. V'simanim elu mefureshen sham. V'chein bahalachos. This is what the Rambam said. This is how the understanding is. The Kesef Mishnah points out the problem. This is in Gzeilav Aveda Yud Gimel Hey. The Kesef Mishnah points out the problem. Kasev Rav Amaket Tepazog Rabbeinu Kamad Amar Simanim Daraisa. The problem is, if you look in Ilchas Gerushin, he talks about Edis Isha. So it's not so clear. Not so clear that this is true. Again, this is the question about what exactly is the Rambam's Shita. But either way, this is one point. The other Haaretz to mention, I don't know if I mentioned this over the past couple of days from the last cycle, but somewhere in this perek, this has to be mentioned, the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua in Meseches Ksubis. The Pnei Yehoshua in Ksubis, on Daf Yud Beis, asks the question, why do you ever need Simanim? Right, and the sugi is in the first perek of Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, asks the Pnei Yehoshua, the finder is a Shema. The owner is a Bari. So why don't we say, Bari v'Shema Bari Yadif, and we should give it back even without Simanim. Right? What do you need Simanim for? That's the kasha of the Pnei Yehoshua that all the Achronim deal with. Why do you need Simanim? Im kena ma yisra kar ladruya veda b'simanim. Right? Kivan shetoin Bari, vein adam achisho b'Bari, v'amoti toin Shema. V'su, and don't say there's a chazaki here, there's ocheskas mamon. The motzi agrees that it's not his. So he's not a muchsak in it. So why don't we say Bari v'Shema Bari Yadiv? So v'yesh li have many answers given. The Pnei Yehoshua himself says there's a rove. V'yesh li yashev the shiny hasam le'inyan mitzia the hamotzi matzi lememar the lavi menu nafal el meruba dalma. There's a rove of people in the world. It didn't fall from most of them, only one person. V'yavagav dein hochin b'mamonacha harove. And even though you usually don't follow the rove adin imamanis hainu. Lahotzi min amuchsak dafka. You don't follow the rove by mamonis to be motzi min amuchsak. But here, there is no muchsak. And therefore, you can follow the rove that it fell from most people, and that's why to overcome that rove, you need simanim. Even though there's a bari, you still need simanim. The ode, and then he says, to the manta amar bari v'shara bari yadif, sirele nami, dolchen mamonach harov, or it could be you go up to the rove by bari v'shara bari yadif, even by mamonis, and that's why you would need, in this case, to give simanim. If you look on the Shoram Sanhedrin Balacha, on Bamitzia, he has pages and pages on every line of Gemara. So he quotes other answers of the Achronim on the Kasha, the Pnei Yehoshua. He quotes on the Chalushi Arim, that is Gzeiros HaKasef. You're right, Pari Vishar Bar Yadav, but what's our Gemara saying? Darsheyu im Ramayu im Einu Ramay. So it's Gzeiros HaKasef. Then in this case, one would not say Bari Vishema Bari Adif. Or, another very interesting answer, he quotes from Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you only say Bari v'Shema Bari Yadif when there are two Baalei Dinim. Two people are fighting, one's a Bari, one's a Shema. Here, the Motzi Aved is not really a Baal Davar. He's like a Shlish. He's like a third party. So it's like a Bari and a nothing. It's not a Shema. So you might have said, oh, that's even better, Bari. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, you have to have a clash in order to have a winner. If you only have a Bari and a nothing, that's not good enough. The lo amrinan bari adif ela kishashnei and bali dinim avokan ein amotzi aveda baldin. All three very interesting answers. The Pnei Yeshua's answer, the answer of Chlushi Arim, and the answer of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Again, there's more, but we'll leave that for now. So that's the Gemara. Rava says that simanim are sounds like from this Gemara that simanim are daraisa, and that's what it seems like. Maybe the Rama paskins. And now we continue. Amar Rava, Imtim Salomar Simanim Daraisa. If you say Simanim Daraisa, says the Gemara, interrupts. Imtim Salomar? Hapashale Simanim Daraisa. What do you mean? We just proved that. We just said, based on the Mishnah and Daf Chaf, that Simanim are Daraisa. So the Gemara says, no, Meshub Deigla Meimar Kiddushaninan. No, we could have explained it as we did earlier. What does that mean? Rashi says one word, Be'edim. The Mishnah there could be talking about Edim, not Simanim. So there are ways to get out of it. But if you say that, what about the following questions? And now we're going to ask various questions when you have two different people involved. Let's just do the first one, and then we'll get back to the question itself. Simanim v'simanim. What if two people give simanim? So then now what? You have a machlokas. So yaniach. Right, then you leave it. Yaniach. What's yaniach? Rashi. Achi yavo elio. You leave it until Yonah becomes, because they both are equal. Why should one win out over another? Achi yavo elio. Rabbi Elchanan, we mentioned this a few times in the past, Rabbi Elchanan says, Elio is also an Eid Echad. Right, why is he any better? Rabbi Elchanan in the Kofet Shiurim in Baba Basra, Simen Tuf Reish Mem, Eid Echad, why is he any better? So, but now we appreciate this more. Because we mentioned a couple of days ago in the sugya of Tvius Ayin. Remember, we had a machlokas there. We mentioned the Ran. I don't know if I mentioned the Ritva then, but the machlokas Ran and the Ritva we had on the bottom of Chaf Gimel on the base. Why is Tvius Eina believed by a Talmud Chacham? So the Ran in Chulin said in the sugya of Basar Shnei Salim in Ha'ayim that well, Me'ikar Adin and Eidachat should be believed by Aveda. Generally, an Aveda, that's Talacha. There's no Muchzak here, and Eidachat should be believed by the person himself should be believed by an Aveda. The problem is that there's a reasa, maybe he's lying. Maybe he's lying, but if he's a Talmud Chacham, we don't think he's lying, and that's why we believe him b'tfias Eina, because that's Me'ikar Adin. While other Rishonim said, no, it's a Chiddush Ne'emanis. It's not a regular Eid Echad Ba'aveda. But says Rabbi Chanan, so if you say, like the Ran, that Eid Echad Ba'aveda Me'ikar Adin is good, well, as long as he's not a Ramai, so Eliyahu Navi is not a Ramai. So that's why he would be believed. And Yechat Yavo Elio, he would be the ultimate Eid Echad that would be believed. But if he said like the Ritva and others, you'd have to give a different answer. So that's what he says. V'yesh litchos da kavana de kishayavo Eliyahu yode habaldavar ba'atzmo she yizbayesh lichpor b'fnei Eliyahu. He's not going to lie in front of Eliyahu Navi. Right, just like maybe Eliyahu Navi could read our minds, he can know what's inside. We're not going to lie. That's what it means. Leave it till Eliyahu Navi comes, and then they'll admit to the truth. Yaniach Hashem Eliyahu, not that Eliyahu Navi would have any more ne'emanis than anyone else. Right? This is different than teku. Teku means there's an unanswerable halachic question where he's going to have to give us an answer. But this is a case where there's a fight. We don't know who's believed. So therefore, that's a different type of yaniach Hashem Eliyahu, but now that has special meaning, that sugya of yaniach in the sugyas of mitziah. So that's simanim v'simanim, yaniach, you leave it. What type of simanim are we talking about here? What type of simanim? Let's just finish and then we'll read it. Simanim v'edim, what if one person gives simanim, one person brings edim? Yinati labala edim. Edim beat simanim. Simanim v'simanim v'edachad. One brings simanim, one brings simanim, and an edachad. Eid Echad Kamad Alasadami, the Yaniach, the one Eid is not believed here in this case, and therefore you leave it. Stop there for a moment in the questions. Just to add in, the Rashba fills in some information that helps us answer the questions, helps us understand the questions a little more. What type of Simanim are we talking about? By Yaniach, obviously Shavin, equal Simanim. Ha Bida Adifi, but if somebody gives better Simanim, let's say somebody gives one Mufhakim and one gives eight a Mufhakim, then the Mufhakim win. Right, if you give a better simon, then obviously that wins. But even a simon muvak versus edim, edim win. De edim adifi, says the Rashba, says the Rush. The Marshal is Medayik from Rashi, quotes in the footnotes here of the Rashba, that Edim would not be Adif than Simen Muvhak. Right, that would be an interesting machlokas to analyze. But the Rashba adds a couple of those lines in to help fill in the ideas here. There is a question. I know we're in the middle of the questions now, but let's go back. Rava said, Intim Salomar. So the Gemara said, what do you mean Intim Salomar? Because he could have given a different answer. Based on this language, says the Rush right here, that Simanim Daraisa de Rabbanan is a Sveika de Dina. There is no Maskana, it's an Ibaya de Lo Ifshita. The Magen Mishnah said for the Rambam, that the Rambam always paskins like Intim Salomar, so therefore he paskins Simanim Daraisa. Says the Rush right here in Simin Yud Beis. Says the Rush right here in Simin Yud Beis. One second, says the Rush here, I think it's at Simon Yud Beis, says the Rush, V'shakal v'tari v'gemara l'mifshat, ha'baya d'lo ifshita, v'yaf agav d'rava ka'amar ela simanim daraisa, based on what we just said 3 lines ago, Ha'iyugufu ka'amar, but he continues and says in Tevzalomar. How can he say in Tevzalomar if he just proved it? Elavadei Rava Gufei Misafkalei. Rava himself was misupik about this. Ulefi, and here's a key line. Shaloya yachol limsotam, lama tignu chachamim lachzer aveda besimanim. He couldn't figure out the reason. Mishum davi kashale me'ahuta matza agudah shoshtaris. That Mishnah was a problem for him. Therefore, he was noted to say that it's daraisa. But it's not a full proof. Ve'ein zu hochacha. De'im mimenu ne'elam atam shetiknu chachamim lachzer aveda besimanim. Heim yadu taimo shodavar. If Rava couldn't figure it out, the other rabbis maybe knew. Because there are other reasons. And therefore, even though Rava said that Mishnah is problematic and that leads me to say Siman and Daraisa, he could still ask the question of Imtim Salomar, because, who knows, maybe there are some other reasons that we don't know. Hilkach, therefore, says the Rosh, Lo Mahadrinan get Besiman. Remember, what's the Nafkamina? Yesterday's Daf. Nafkamina, Siman and Daraisa, the Rabbanan, are non-Dini Mamanis cases. Because if you say it's drabanan, and it's based on hefker bez and hefker. So what is an afkamina? A get. So lo madrina le get besimanim ela besimin muvik, techashiv, o be'edim, o letzurva me'rabanim betzvias eina. But regular, you have to be machmir to assume that simanim might be drabanan. But again, that line of the Rush is a very insightful line that comes up in other context. Even Rava might not have known the reason for the tekana drabanan. But he knew there was a reason that he couldn't figure it out. The Meshech Chachma quotes the Vilna Gaon that says this as well. In the context of Yontif Sheni, in Perek Yud Beis, in Parshas Bo, I think there might be more Meshech Chachmas on Parshas Bo than any other Perek, in any other Parsha in the Torah. He has 100 pages on Parshas Bo. It's said the Meshech Chachma, towards the end of his piece on Yontif Sheni, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, talking about Minhag HaVaseinu B'Yadeinu and keeping 2 days of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, and he says, first of all, I think there might be a halachic issue why we need to keep it. But then he says, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, in our eyes, Mikubalim achne anachnu me'rabeinu agra. We have a Kabbalah from the Gra, says the Meshech Chachma. De'im ki Chazal pirshu tamam. Even though we have one reason the Chazal give, let's say, right, lo bakina bekviyah diyarcha, b'chazos od hishiru tmunim b'seser levavam ta'amim la'alafim gdolim v'rabim. There can be thousands of other reasons. Infinite. Avaloze lo'ozen hamon b'nei Yisrael. But not for us to know. They gave us one reason. They gave us two reasons. That's why, that just because of Avabisha Batla, Tamla Batla Takana. Because of this, because of the Gra. The Gra says there could be thousands of reasons. That's exactly what the Rosh says here. Even Rava wasn't sure. See, even though this Mishnah fit in better to see, why would you say that you could return it if you say it's all a Takana Drabanan? Maybe there's a reason out there. Rava couldn't figure it out, but the Rosh says he was moda to that, and that's why he still Ask the question. What do we paskin? Again, is a huge topic in the Achronim, which we alluded to, but is also the Ksos in Simon Samachay and others. Okay, let's continue the questions though that Rava is dealing with. So again, if you say Simanim Daraisa, what do you do? Simanim versus Simanim, Simanim versus Edim, Simanim versus Ed Echad. We're on the first wide line now. Ede Ariga ve Ede Nefila. Let's say there is a garment. One guy brings Edim that he wove it. One guy brings Edim that it fell from him. Tinatin Leidin Afila. She gives it to Edim. Why Damrina Zivune Zavna? I don't care that you, maybe you did weave it, but you sold it to the other guy. Zavune Zavne Umei Ine Shachrina Nafal. And it fell from someone else. The Ritva emphasizes, meaning, even though there's usually a concept called Cheskas Marakama, right, the original owner, but here it doesn't matter, the original owner. It fell from this guy, and it could be that he sold it to him. And therefore, you return it to the no-fell person. Midas Eriko, Midas Rachbo. If one person, you have a garment, one person tells me the length and one person tells me the width. Is there one that's better? Tinasi le Midas Eriko, give it to the length one. The Midas Rachbo, Shiure Kamisha'er Batla. The width, when you're wearing it, as we're assuming that the Mosi is wearing it out, he could like kind of estimate that as you're wearing it. Kan Machasi Lamar Vakoi. When you're standing there, he could be a faker. He could look and see what the width is. Umidas Erko Lo Mishtarla. But the length would be harder. What do you mean the length would be harder? Think of a talus in our days. So the length is harder because the talus is wrapped around horizontally on our bodies. It's much harder to see what the length is. But the width, it goes from the head, go all the way down to the back, so it's not as hard. So that's why giving the length is a greater raya than the width. Midas Erko, Midas Rachba, Umidas Gamov. What if one person gives midas, the length and the width, and one person gives the total area, gamav, the total area. Rashi quotes that this is based on a Greek letter, gam yevanis, asuya kimin chaf shalanu, lachi kari orach varochav, yachad, gamav. He gives together, yinazin midas erkov rachbo. You give it to the one that says the length and the width. Because it could be that you can look at the whole thing and kind of guess the area. But specific, lengths and widths are harder, so that's a greater raya. Midas erko, umidas rachba, umidas mishkalosav. How about how much it weighs? So that's very hard. How much a beg it weighs? So you're not dealing midas mishkalosav. So you give it to him because that would be a greater raya. Hu omer simani haget? Fi omer simani haget. Machlokes, a person finds a get. So he gives simanim on the get and she gives simanim on the get. You're not dealing up. You give it to her. Why do you give it to her? B'mai. Ilema b'midas erko, midas rachba. Is it that each of them give the length and width of the get? That's no raya that she had it. Bil Dilma Bahadi Danaka Lechazise. Maybe as he was holding it, she saw it in his hand, so that's why she also knows the length and the width. Ella, no, must be Nekev Yeshbo Bitsados Ploni. No, there's a tiny little hole next to one of the letters. Unless she received the get, she does not know that. And therefore, if she says it, then you give it to her. What's Masra from this Gemara? What if she doesn't say anything? Finds a get. She wants it, let's say she wants it back, but she has no simanim. She has no simanim. And the man says that there's a letter, Bitsados Ploni. So what does it sound like? It's from the Gemara says, if they both give, you give it to her. So it sounds like if only he gives, you give it back to him. So the Ritva says here, don't make that diak. Because, what do you mean? Maybe he knew about it even after he gave it to her. Just because he knows about it is not a raya that he did not give it to her. If she knows about it, then that's a raya that she got it. But just because he knows about it doesn't mean that he never gave it to her. So says the Ritva, if only he gives a simin, then yaniach. You don't give it back to him. Yaniach until we know otherwise. But it's not that, even though it's mashma that way from the Gemara. V'lo'od el shafilu eino isha nosen a simin, v'habal nosen simanim, lo ma'adrina le'ne'ele. You don't give it back. Ha'cha ha'chi kamar. Our chiddush of the Gemara is, afal gav da habal notim simanim, kivet shoha isha nosen a simanim gamkein, lihidida ma'adrinan, v'zebarer. V'chein nirem ipirish Rashi'za. And I think that sounds like from what Rashi says in Dibur HaMaschil, Yinatein. Right? Look what Rashi says. Yinatein la. Shehu nesano v'yodea simanim. You give it back to her, because he must have given it to her. Aval hi imlo nasno la me'echan yada. She, if he didn't give it to her, how would she know? Doesn't say anything about his. That's what the Ritva says. If she doesn't give simanim, then it's just yaniach. Good. So back to the Gemara. Hu omer simani achut. What if there's a string that the get is attached, right, the get is kashur with? It's rolled up. This does not mean the case we had earlier, that somebody gives a get with strings attached. And he's holding it, and that was a problem of krisis, as we said. Let's say this is just wrapped up. So hu omer simani achut, vi omer simani achut. If they both say it, nina say lo, you give it to her. And b'mai, again, we say with what? Ilema b'chivra v'sumcha. If it's that she identifies the color of the get, it's white or red. Again, why is that a raya that she got it? Maybe she saw it while it was still in his hands. Ela b'midas erko, must be length. If it's rolled up you can't tell the length of the string. So if she said the length of the string, it must be that she received it. Hu omer b'chafisa v'hi omers b'chafisa, but if they both say it was in a package, yinatein lo. Right, that you give it back to him. My taima made the yada to come out to islay bechafisu demarachle. Right, because she knows that he always puts things in packages. She knows all of his habits. Right, after all the years of marriage, so therefore you would put it in. That wouldn't be a raya that he has given it to her. Okay, next mishnah. V'yan basa chayav lahachris. Again, this whole parak, as we have mentioned, is all about the chiyuvim of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Yes, Hashavas Aveda is something logical, but as we see throughout this parak, there's a difference in the level of chiyuv Hashava. If you ask the average person on the street, a non-Jewish person, tell me about the mitzvah of returning lost items, they'll say one thing. They won't say, you have to take it into your house, and you have to feed it, and you have to work it, and it's too much bother, just let it go. But there's a chiyuv in the Torah. There's not only a chiyuv, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, at the beginning of the parak, the Ramban, lo sucha lehisalem. right? There's a lav that's mechazek this asay. So this is another example. This the next couple of mishnayos. How long do you have to keep it? And the following mishnayos, we're going to have on the next daf. I mean, you might have to keep the animal and feed it. So here we go. How long are your responsibilities? How long do you have to make announcements? Until his neighbors, right, would know about it to be able to tell him. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalosh Regalim, one holiday cycle. The Achar HaRegel, HaAchron Shiva Yavim. And then another 7 days after Yantif, after the third one, Kedei Sheyelach LeBeiso Shlosha, so you could go travel home for 3 days. The Achar LeShlosha, travel back for 3 days. The Achar Yom Echad, and then he'll still be announcing when he gets back, and he'll hear it and know that it is his. Interesting to do a poll throughout Shas, which halachas are dependent on Chagim. Right, we have Hashavas Aveda, we have Nidarim, right, a couple of halachos that are totally on Bal Ta'acher, other items. Anyway, says that we have a machlokas, whether it is Kedesh Yidav or Shechinav or three holidays. Tana, which Shechinim are we talking about? Whose neighbors? Tana, Shechini Aveda, the neighbors of the Aveda. What does that mean? My Shechini Aveda. Ilema Shechinim de Bal Aveda. Does it mean Shechinim of the Bal Aveda, of the one who lost it? Then Iadale Lezov Aladronile. If you know who lost it, so then just give it back to him. Ela Shebnei Ad Shechini Ad Malkom Shechinim says Bal Aveda. So it means where you found it. Right? If where neighbors would know where you found it, so that's why, that's where, how long you have to do it for. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Vechulus. Rabbi Yehuda says, a week. A week after the three Chagim. So I asked the Gemara, really? It only takes 3 days to get back? V'ramini, but doesn't it say in Maseches Tainis, when do you start asking for rain? When do you start the Saint Talamatar? B'shloshah b'mar cheshvan sholan ezak shamim. On the third day of cheshvan, that's when you start asking for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'zayin bar. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, zayin cheshvan. Zayin cheshvan. Tesvav yom achar achag. 15 days after Sukkis. The Mefarshim of the Mishnah say, well, we can't count. It has to say 50 days after Sukkot. No, because sometimes Tishrei is chaser, right? That's why it might be 1 day off. Tesvav Yom Achrachag, Kidei Sheyagia Achron Sheberetz Yisrael LeNahar Pras, so that everybody can at least reach the Euphrates on their way back. Kasha, so you see here, it takes 2 weeks. It doesn't take 3 days for people to go back. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Lo Kasha. No, there's not a problem between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Tainis, Kan B'Mikdash Rishon, Kan B'Mikdash Sheni. Depends which bias. B'Mikdash Rishon did a Fishi Yisrael Tuva. In Mikdash Rishon, there were so many more Jews. Remember, we were punished. Right? Ezra HaSofer, find the Levium. They took away Maaser Rishon because they didn't come back. Most Jews did not come back from Bavel after 70 years. So Mikdash Rishon, which has so many people, the Nefishi Yisrael Tuva, Dichsiv Behu, as it says in Sefer Malachim, Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim Kechol Asher Al Hayam Larov, Be'ina Kulehai. So we need a lot. B'Mikdash Sheni, Delo Nefishi Yisrael Tuva, B'Mikdash Sheni, well, there aren't as many Jews. Dichsiv Behu, Kol HaKahal Ke'echad, Arba Ribo Alafim, Shlosh Be'ezra Shishim, Lo Be'ina Kulehai. That's the Chilak, how long it took. Our Mishnah is Mikdash Rishon, and the Mishnah, the Eretitus is Mikdash Sheni. Fascinating Ha'ara, we mentioned it in Navi Shirim, which B'ezras Hashem will pick up next week with Yeshayahu. We mentioned that Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that even though the Malchus was split, we know in the times of Shlomo's son, Rechavam and Yeravam, and that started the whole line of Malchi Yehuda, Malchi Yisrael, there are hints to the fact that there were already two groups before the Malchus was split. And there was already a feeling of two sections. Look at this pasuk. This pasuk is in Malachim Aleph Perek Dalet. That's before the times of Shlomo. And what does the pasuk say? Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim, Kechol Asher Al Yam LaRov. Rabbi Yaakov points out 5 or 6 psukim that already have that distinction of Yehuda and Yisrael even before the Malchus was split. Because there's two ideas. We might call it Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. There's a lot to talk about. But Rabbi Yaakov just points that out. The whole idea, conceptually even, or even practically, didn't start when the Malchus was actually split in the days of Rechavam and Yeravam, later on in Malachim Aleph, but even earlier, there were these ideas. Even though they were Ba'achtus at that point. They weren't split yet, but you had still these two groups. Good. So that's the Gemara's first answer. Mikdash Rishon had a lot more. Armalei Abaya. Abaya says, but wait a minute. That can't be. Because Valksiv, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Vayeshvu hakanim vahalaviyim vagomer vahamishorim vahashorim vachal Yisrael bi'arehem. Ba'arehem means in the same cities they had been in Bayis Rishon. Rashi says, v'haksiv vayeshvu chayzav ba'arehem v'yaf agav depurta have. And even though they were smaller groups, b'chal arehem hayu mefuzarin. It was still spread out amongst all the cities. The Yeshua Chokim Yerushalayim Kibat Chila. And therefore, they were the same distance from Yerushalayim. So just because there were less people doesn't mean they lived closer. They also lived in the faraway places. So back to the Kasha. Even in Mikdash Sheni, we should have required more time. So the Gemara flips it. You're right. Because what you just said is true, maybe it's just the opposite. Mikdash Rishon did a fisha Yisrael Tuva. By Mikdash Rishon, there were so many people, but there were so many tramps, there were so many rides. People going back and forth. The Matzvas, Ba'alma, there were so many people together. Umishtachi Shayarasa, and there were caravans. The Azli, Bimam, Bimalelia. People were going day and night. Lobina Kulehai. Visagi Bitzvasa Yom, it took much quicker, because there were always plenty of people going back and forth. Mikdasheni, Delo Nefishi, Yisrael Tuva, Mikdasheni, which did not have as many, Velo Mitzvahs Ba'alma, Velo Mishtachi Shayarasa, there weren't as many caravans and rides, Ta'azli Baby Mama Bebelelia, Be'inan Kulehai, that's why you needed more. So it's again the same Chilik, Mikdash Rishon, Mikdasheni, but in the opposite direction. Right, interesting. The Mishnah is, how would a Mishnah be referring to, why would it be telling us something about Mikdash Rishon, right, if the Mishnah is written? It could be from earlier, remember, Yehuda Nasi put together the discussions of the Tanaim over the past couple hundred years. There were earlier Tanaim and later Tanaim. There were Tanaim, not at Bizman HaMikdash Rishon, but, you know, afterwards, right, the beginning of, Mikdash Sheni with Shimon HaTzadik, right, so it's still difficult. Still difficult to say why they would be relating to that, but at least maybe before they change the halacha in terms of the takana. Fine. And Rava Amar, one other answer. Lo shtav Mikdash Rishon, lo shtav Mikdash Sheni. Maybe no. The distinction is not between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. Maybe because of your problem. This is why Rava says another answer. Really, the ikar is Mishnah and Tainus. The ikar is 2 weeks. Why here do we have a more limited view? We're not matriach you so much. You're right, there are people that go further, but we're not going to make you announce for so long. So, a week, right? A week, and we're not going to be matriach you more than that. It's interesting, the Gemara in Tainus there, Dafyud, says, halacha kerebi gamliel. The halacha is like Rebbe Gamliel, that it goes by Zion Cheshvan. And the summary shown him there, the Ritva and others say, that was only Bizman Abayis, because of Aliyah Leregel. But, la'achar churban Habayis, we should start davening for rain right after Sukkos. Just like we switch Masha V'Rucham or Nagashem, so we should start right after, various Rishonim say. But other Rishonim don't change it. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says that, he quotes the Gemara, and he says that we don't change it. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam does not say to do it earlier, Mishmishiva Yamin Bemarcheshvan Sholanas Akshamim Berechas Hashanim calls Bancha Masker Ageshem Babed Ramur Beret Yisrael Aval Beshinar Ubisuria Umitzrayim Umekomos Asmuchos Leilu Adam Lahem Sholanas Akshamim Biyom Shishim Achat Kuvas Tishrei, which we know is December 3rd, December 4th, the Chulu. But again, the Rambam doesn't even say a word about Mikdash or Shalom and Mikdash. So asks the Ran in Tainus. But the whole Svara to delay is because of the Ole Regalim. So why would we delay it still? So it says the Ran there in Tainus on the Bezum and Aleph, something that we'll get to, B'ez Hashem, a little bit later in this year also. Haynu afilu la'achar ha'churban, lefishayu mis'asvim b'chol ha'svivos b'regel l'Yerushalayim. Kemo she'osin gamayom, says the Ran, in 1300s. Webei olin halalu ra'ui she'na'acher ha'she'la she'hi ha'isa ikra takana. There's not everybody goes nowadays. There's no chiyuv to go, but because some people still go to Yerushalayim for Yontif, says the Ran, there's not enough of a reason to uproot the takana and change it. You're right. Most people maybe don't go, but once there's a takana and there's still a little bit of the reason that applies, so that's why we are not going to change it, and that is what we pass on. Lach l'maisa, as we know, here in Eretz Yisrael start saying v'santa l'matar on Zion Mar Cheshvan, the yard site of Rav Meir Milablin, the Baal Adaf Ayomi, and right Ein Mayim El Torah. So we try to talk about that on Zion Cheshvan each year. Okay, Fine. Amar Ravina. We are 6 lines up from the bottom. Amar Ravina, Shma Mina. Ravina says, we see from here, this is one of those unusual Shma Minas that we don't know what this is going on. So Rashi always, Rashi know he's our greatest Rebbe, so he always helps us out. Shma Mina, Rashi says, Midalo Yavi Leila Rabbanan Shahus, Ela Halicha V'Chazara. From the fact that the Rabbanan only gave time to go back and forth. They didn't give you time to hang out at home before you came back, right? 3 days to go, 3 days to come, and 1 day to be there again to hear the announcement. Shma Mina, ki machris, glima machris. It must be that when the announcement is made, when the Motzi Aveda announces, he says, I found a coat. He doesn't just say, I found an Aveda. This is a machlokes we're going to have later on a base. But it must be, says Ravina, you see from this Mishnah, that you announce coats. Why? The isak atayadach avita machris. Because if you have to announce a lost item, you don't announce which item, that be in a lemitzvah lechad yoma, leyure b'maneh. You have to give him more time. If he knows to look in his coat closet, so that'll take him no time. If he says, I found something, I'm like, oh my God, what did I lose? Did we leave suitcases there? Did we leave coats there? It would take him at least a day or two at home. So the fact that we don't give him that time, it must be that we specify, the motzei announces exactly what was lost. That's what must be. And Rava Amar, Rava again says, no, even if you just say, I found something, I found everybody lose something, come tell me, that also could work. Why don't we give the guy more time? Remember, we always have the pressure of, we want to make sure that the Motzi Aveda is in Hutrat and Hutrach too much, because then the next time he's just not going to pick it up. So that's why there's always that balance in these sugyas. Good. Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Regel Rishon Omer, Regel Rishon. The first regel, when you announce it according to the Yehuda, you say, this is the first regel. Regel sheni, omer, regel sheni, regel shlishi, omer stam. You just say, I found it. Because you don't want to allow the person to think that he has time. Just say, I found it. So he'll realize it's the third one. He'll realize that he better get back, or else he's going to lose his item. Says the Gemara of Yamai, lema regel shlishi. The law says, chluvi b'sheni. We don't want people to think that, what number did he say again? If you don't say any number, you'll know. But if he says shlishi, maybe he'll think sheni. Sheni nami. Asi lechlufe berishon. I say sheni. Maybe you'll get mixed up also. So Gemara says, what's the downside? Haka asi regel shlishi. He still has another time when he's going to announce it. So therefore, it is not so crucial not to announce by the sheni. Period. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara barishona. Call me shematz aveda originally. Whoever found an aveda on Yamachris, Allah Shlosha Regalim, Vyacharegla Acharon Shivaz Yamim, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Kedeshayela Shlosha, Vyachar Shlosha, Vyachar Yamachad. That's what originally was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Misha Chara Beis HaMikdash, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Sheyibane Bimher Yamenu, that should be rebuilt speedily. Hiskinu, Shimachrizim, Vatikanasios, about the Midrashas. Right, they made a takana. There's no more Beis HaMikdash, so announce it in the shuls. The Bati Gnasios and Bati Midrashos. This is what we mentioned at the beginning of our parak. Ramosha Feistin has a tshuva. The Bezmana say, you know what that means? In shuls and by the elevators, put up signs wherever people might see it. You have to know, in those days, every announcements in shul were in the, that's where everybody realized things. But if there are bulletin boards in the place where, near where it was found, so then, that's where you would have to, that's where you would have to, announce it. The Sharm Basan Balacha here again quotes many Achronim, including the Rav Moshe that we quoted at the beginning of the Perek, that talks about, you don't have to go overboard. It says, in the Bate Kreasios Bate Midrashos, if you find something in New York, you have to announce it in every shul in New York? Of course not. You put up a sign in the closest shul or two. Right, where somebody lost something, so right close by, you put it up, up there. This remotion, chelik, heisim, and tes. Ain't sorach lahachris, b'chol bati kinesios shabayir. Ela, b'bati kinesios, de shayich, sheyavo, l'sham anashim, in a makom, shebo nimsa aveda. De bevadai, b'ir gdola, ki New York, lo mistaver, sheitztarech lahachris, b'bati kinesios, shakol ha'ir. V'yozredov, sheyachris, b'bati kinesios, hakrovos. You only need the ones that are krovos. And what about newspapers? Maybe you want to put it in one, but just one that meisim b'chol yom, that you don't have to go more than that. Just go in the place where normally people would look, right? So the halacha does not change. The application of halacha changes. The motzi has a responsibility to be mefarsim, but the avenues of hachraza have changed over time, right? That's not not something that is mechudash. In the days of old, you did it in the Beis Hamikdash, and now, since the Churban, your machras in the Bat Knesset, the Bat Midrashos. Umi sherabuhu anasim, continuing the Brisa, but once the anasim got great, hiskinu shimodin l'shchenov ulum yuda v'dayo. You don't make any announcements. You just tell the people locally, I found something. Well, who are the anasim? My misharabu anasim, the amri avit delamalka. People used to say, oh, you found something? It goes to the government. Goes to the king. So if you make announcements, they'd come and take it. So that's why they stopped announcing it in public. What does it sound like from this Gemara, just related to what we just mentioned earlier? After Churban Beis Hamikdash, big topic in the postgim, is there any idea of Aliyah Regel? Is Aliyah Regel only connected to the Beis Hamikdash? So we just mentioned earlier from that Ran in Tainis, the Bezim and Aleph in Mesechas Tainis, that it doesn't say that there's a Chiyav or even a Kiyam. He just said, some people go up. And that's what, we see hints of this throughout the Poskim. Throughout the Poskim that there are hints. If you look in the Avkas Rochel, Rabbi Yosef Kairos Shuvas, this famous Shuva related to Yantif Sheni, where Rabbi Yosef Kairos writes, again, how many days to keep? A ben chutz la'aretz that comes to a ben eretz Yisrael, Avkas Rochel Simen Chavav. He says, Tshuva, davar pashut hu, dekol shadaito lachzar noe kemakom shiyatza misham, afilo lahakel, ubevad shal yaseh b'fnei b'nei makom sholach l'sham v'chulu. And he continues, v'chein davar pashut, umevuar. Shal olam kol shadaito lachzar anuram oso kilu hu adayin b'makom shiyatza misham l'chol davar. Right, everything. And then he quotes Beferish, Misha Bame Chutzlaaretz Eretz Yisrael, Vedaito Lachzar, Havi Bechlal Bnei Chutzlaaretz Ninhu, Vechein, and then this is the key line for us, Maisim Bechol Yom, Bechol Shana Vishana, Olim L'Shalosh Regalim, Mei Chutzlaaretz Laaretz. People come to Eretz Yisrael here in the 1500s. And he says for Shalosh Regalim. Doesn't just say two of the Regalim. Okay, for Shavuos too. The Osim Yom Sheni Shalgalias Ketikunav Ukemishpatav Bechutzlaaretz. And they have a Yantav like in Chutzlaaretz. V'la'od, and then this is the controversial line, he says, Elashem Iskabsim Minyan Mibnei Chutzlaaretz Ha'olum L'Regel Umispalalim Tfila V'Korin Batora Umaftirin Benavi Brachas Tchila Vasov Kamo Shalosim Yantav Sheni Bechutzlaaretz V'Dover Zeh Nasem Yimei Kedem B'Fnei Gdoli Olam V'Lo Pikpik Adam B'Dover Zeh Me'Olam. And nobody said a boo about this. And he says, how is it? Why is it that they even had a minion? This is the Al Karcheinu, it must be. The Sphere Lilagdoli Olam, the Ad Kan Lotani Al Yashan Al Mene Machlokes, right? How can you wear Nelus's golden? That's by Malacha. The Efshad the Mevag Mene Churva, Ava Betfila, Ava Mispala Kamina Gamakam Shatimisham, Lo Nafik Mene Churva, Avalekala Mecha Shlamidi, and therefore, if Yosef Kaira Paskins here, that there's nothing wrong with the other Shady Minyanim, which Halacha L'Maisa is a question in the postgame of Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yosef, they all get into the act. But either way, you see from there that people used to come. People used to come. The Noda Yehuda writes that this for sure no Chiyuv. Right, that's the Noda Yehuda Shuvah, which is important for a different context. Arachayim Tinyana Simin Sadi Dalin. That's where he talks about, does the halacha of going to see your Rebbe on Yontif apply to Zman Hazeh? Says the Noda Yehuda, Gala Kala Pre Rabo, E Efshar Lachayiv. He says it can't be that it's Lachayiv. Why? It can't be greater than the Chiyiv to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's no Chiyiv to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there can't be a Chiyiv to see your Rebbe. Lefis bizman hazeh b'avanasin harabim niskayim v'ashimosi yizbik d'sheichem afilu b'sha shmama k'dushasa olay v'ashchina lozad mikosal maravi v'ein anach lichol holchim l'kal l'pnei ashchina shama klal ki lochiva otanu atora ki im b'karban chagiga v'olos re'iya. And therefore, it doesn't apply today either. But again, he assumed l'maisa, for sure there's no chiyav, but there are hints that there was ideas. But again, the Gemara here is all right either way. Right, the Gemara says, Mishachara, people don't go. There is no chi. It doesn't mean that they lamaisa, there's no kiyam involved. The other just quick point to mention is, Mishachara, Beis HaMikdash, why does the Gemara have to say Shiva to Meir Yemenu? Just say Mishachara, Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara doesn't say that always, but sometimes the Gemara says that. So he pointed out the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam got it from here. The Rambam in Meseches Hilchas Parah. The Rambam, the end of Parak Gimel Vichas Parah, where he quotes the Mishnah in Parah, that there are going to be 10 Paradumas. There have been 9 already. One in the days of Moshe, and one in the days of Ezra. 7 after Ezra until Churban. And the 10th one, last words of the Parak, the Asiris Oseh Hamelech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigale. We know every word of the Rambam is focused on and chosen. This is Mishneh Torah. He wrote this in Hebrew. Meheri Yigala. What are those two words doing there? Because the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, Kedarko. Because you can't mention Mashiach without saying Meheri Yigala, without having a reaction that, oh, I hope he comes soon. Oh, I wish. That's what you see from the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Mishchar Beisem Mikdash, Sheyibana Merim Yameinu. What are those three words doing there? That's the source for ending Divrei Torah, right? Meheri Yibana, V'chulu, and all those types of thoughts. Good, and it all flows from, if you remember, the smock in Mitzvah Aleph, where the smock says the source for hoping for Mashiach is part of Emuna, part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, believing that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us once, He will redeem us again. Part of the Mitzvah of Emuna is belief in Mashiach. That's the smock, because without that smock, it's unclear in the Torah what is the source for Tzipisa LeYeshua. What is the source for hoping for Mashiach? But the smock says it's part of that Mitzvah Aleph. Okay, Rabbi Ami Vayter, Rabbi Ami Ashkech Odiyei Dedinri, Rabbi Ami found a whole bunch of coins, Rashi Kli Malei Zehuvim, Chaz Yahu Barnash, Tukam Mirzas. A certain person saw, or it says on the side, Bar Roma'a, a Roman saw, that he was very scared, he was like trying to hide it. Amarlei, he says to him, Zil Shkol Menafshach, Rabbi Ami, don't worry about it, Delach Parsoyana, we're not like Persians, Tamri Avitel Amalka, we're not going to take it away from you, don't worry about it. Tan Rabbanon, Evan Toy, Naisi Yerushalayim. There was a certain tall rock in Yerushalayim. Call me Shavdel Aveda, Nifna L'Sham. Whoever lost something went there. Call me Shemotzi Aveda, Nifna L'Sham. Whoever found an Aveda went there. Zeo made a machriz, Zeo made Vinosin Simon Vinotla. This one announces, this one takes. Wonderful, great system. Vazui Shashaninu, and that's what we learned in Mesechas Tainis, Tsuru and Nifchas Evan Atoin, right? In the Choni Ma'agel, right? When it was pouring rain, he says, go check if, you know, before I daven for it to stop, right, go check if Evan Atoen, if that rock is already covered. Already covered. What does the word nimches mean? That's a discussion here in the Rishonim. Im nimches Evan Hatoen. If you look in the Shidim Kubetzes quotes the Tosas Arash, nimches is from the word, from the Lashon, umacha Hashem dim al kalpanim. You know, Hashem should wash away. Macha, he says, im nichses. Right, Rashi quotes Arashi. Rashi says, nimches means, Rashi on top? Im nichseis b'gishamim. If it's covered up with gshamim, the Tosafot Rashi expands upon that. Kamo amach Hashem dima shua lashon kinuach, wiped away. Shemekan chindavar at she'enu nira yoser. So it's wiped away when it's not seen anymore. Okay, so that's what he said. That would be the shear of rain. Fine. Next Mishnah. Amar es ha'aveda v'lo amar simaneha. If a person, if the owner comes and says, "Well, I lost a pen." But he doesn't give simanim. Lo yitem lo. Cannot give it to him. That's not good enough. He just says, I lost the pen. He has to give simanim. V'haramai, ava b'shama simaneo lo yitem lo. And a ramai, even if he gives simanim, you can't give it to him. Shenem ha'adaro shechicho so. Achetidrus ha'chichim ramai hu emeinu ramai. There is a machlokas we've shown him here. What type of simanim are we talking about? The Rush here says, no, of course, it's talking about simanim she'enim mavakim. Even a ramai, if a ramai gives a simanim mavak, you have to give it to him. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam says, Beferish, Inuchas Gzela, even if he gives Simonim Mufhakim, you do not give it to a Ramai. Maybe he's got a good guess. And the question is, does the Ravid argue on that? It's unclear. The Rambam's Lashon is, in Yud Gimel Gimel, Vaha Ramai, Afa Pi Shamar Simonim Mufhakim, Ein Machzirin Lo, Ache Yavi Edim Shishalo. You have to bring Edim. Ravid, three words. Amar Avram, Siman Muvhak Lagamre. That's all he says. Usually it's clear that the Rambam is attacking the Rambam. What is the Ravid talking about here? The Rambam says, even if you're bringing a Simon Muvhak, you don't return it. Ravid, Simon Muvhak Lagamre. What does that mean? Is he arguing? He's saying, no, Simon Muvhak is Lagamre, you have to give it to him. Or is he explaining the Rambam? Some of the Nosei Kelim here say he's explaining the Rambam. That he's saying that even if he brings a Simon Muvhak Lagamre, he's still not believe until he brings Edim. So that's not clear what the Ravid's Kavana is here. The Ar Sameach and the Kesef Mishnah, and they all discuss that Ravid and Ramba. But either way, they argue on the Rush. The Rush is that our Mishnah is only talking about a Simon She'enu Muvhak. Simon Muvhak, you would for sure give it back to the Ramai. Good. Itmar, says the Gemara, the Machlokas that we alluded to earlier. Rav Yehuda Amar, Avidta Machris. Rav Nachman Amar, Glima Machris. What do you announce? Rav Yehuda Amar, Avidta Machris. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, the Amora. Rav Yehuda says, you have to announce, I found an Aveda, general. D'i Amrit Glima Machris, because if you announce you found a coat, Chayshin El Ramai. Right, if then that's too much information to give, and now somebody might be able to like give a simon and get it. Rav Nachman, Amar Glima Macher is. Rav Nachman says no, you can just announce a coat. L'Ramai Lo Chashinan. You're not worried about Ramayim. DMK Ein Lo Davar Sof, because if not, it's Ein Lo Davar Sof. If you're going to be choshes for Ramai, right? So you, even if you just announce an aveda, you should be choshes for Ramai. So you're not choshish for Ramayim. The Ritva says here that this machlokas is only la'achar sharabo ha-ramayim. Originally, for sure you announced kot. For sure you announced. Once they saw that people were taking advantage of it, then they had that, then there's this machlokas whether it changed. But originally, the Ritva assumes for sure you could announce the item. Tanan, Amar Asar Aveda V'lo Amar Asar Simona Ariz Elo Yitain Lo. If somebody announces the Aveda, and if somebody says I lost an Aveda but didn't give it Simonim, don't give it to him. So Iyam Rav Bishlama Avidta Machriz. If you say that the finder said Aveda, then you understand the Mishnah. Hakam Ashmalan, Ava Gavda Amar Glima, even if the guy answers Kot, Ki Lo Amar Simonim Lo Majrinim Lo, you won't give it back. Ela Iyam Rav Glima Machriz. But if the finder already announced I found a Kot, and all the person comes and says, I lost a coat? Amar iu glima, v'amar iu glima. Sricha lameimar, do you have to tell us, kilo amar simanim lo madrina lai? Now you're not going to return it? Of course you don't. Amar Rav Safra, la olam glima machris. Now it could be Rav Safra says that the finder announces coat. Amar iu glima, v'amar iu simanim. And even if the guy gives simanim, umay lo amar simaneha, lo amar simanim b'fakim dita. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Period. That's the first line, Vaharamai, Avabishamar Simanel, Harizaloitimo, even with Simanim. Tana Rabana, Barishona, Kamishadala Veda, Hainosin Simanim, and Otla, originally just gave Simanim, Bisharabu Haramain, Hiskinu, Shiomrimlo, Seva Haveidim de la Ramayat, Vital. You need character witnesses. Go bring Aidim that you are not a Ramai. Originally we just trusted people, but life goes on and we needed character witnesses to prove that it's not a Ramai. Kihadavu ad Rav Papa, like Rav Papa's father, the grandfather of all of those rabbis that we mentioned at Asiyim. Avu ad Rav Papa, Irkas le Chamra v'ashkechua. Right, he lost his donkey and they found it. Asa lekam me d'rabba v'arafuna. So they come in front of Rav Arafuna, Amar le. So Avu ad Rav Papa comes, he says to him, Zil Isi Sadi d'lav Ramayat v'tol. Come bring witnesses that you are a Erlich Yid, you are a trustworthy Jew, and then you'll take it. Azal Isi Sadis, he brings witnesses. Armad Lucy says to the witnesses, Yidatin Beit Ramayu? Do you know whether he's a Ramay or not? The Aidim misunderstood the question. They were just, I guess they were maybe intimidated. Amr Le'in, yes, 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 yes. But what they say yes to? That he's a Ramay? Armad Lahu, so Abu Dura Papa jumps in. Ana Ramana? I'm a Ramai. I'm like ne ana lava Ramai at Kamrina. You're not a Ramai. I'm a Rabbi Baravuna. Fine. Mistavra lo maisi inish chov solanavshe. Somebody wouldn't have brought Aidim to testify against him. So it must be that this is what they originally meant, and therefore there's no problem. Rashi says Mistavra before the Mishnah shezeh hayadaiten mitchila ve'ein kan mishumagid v'chozer umagid. This is not a Kiva and Shehigid case where you're changing something. This is what they must have meant originally, says the Rashi, and therefore that's why we trust them. Says the Ritva, I don't like Rashi's shot. You would think this little line has nothing to say about it. Says the Ritva, the Kashali, what do you mean even if it is Choser Umagid? It's Tokadei Dibur. If it's Tokadei Dibur, so then you should be able to, right? Ramanad is shorter than Shalom Alecha Rabbi Yomori, right? So it's Tokadei Dibur. So even if they're changing their minds, why do you have to say that it's original? So the Ritva here says a chiddush gadol. To remember this for the Tokadei Dibur sugyas. V'yeish lomar, you know when Tokadei Dibur works? Shechazru me'atzman. If they retract themselves, aval hacha shechazru machmas a maso shel zeh she'amar lehem ana ramana yeish lana lomar she'enem chozru magidim. Wow. Says the Ritva, Tokadei Dibur is only good enough to be chozer bo if you're chozer me'atzmacha. But if something else is causing you, somebody else is causing you to retract, so then maybe you wouldn't say chozer umagid even if it's tokadei dibur. And that's why you'd have to say, that's what Rashi says, it must be here This was their kavana originally. Interesting to think about, does that work better or worse depending on the approach that you take to Toka de Dibur? As we mentioned weeks ago, and the last time we spoke about this, is it a schus chazara? Is it that you look at time in halachic increments? So that's an important discussion, but this ritva has to be remembered for that issue. That there's a difference in Toka de Dibur, whether you're attracting yourself or you are being forced by an external source. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. The next Amud Aleph is a short. We'll continue next time. Again, the next two dafim will be put up. Beit Hashem from the last cycle, Chavtes and Lamed, and then Beit Hashem from Lamed Aleph. We'll get back to a regular schedule after Yontif to be able to go straight. Okay, we'll stop here.